Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Hello, neighbor. Welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. I've got a good foot tapper for you. Amen. This is the Lund family out of Hendersonville, North Carolina. Amen. Their daddy pastors the Balfour Baptist Church. This song is entitled, He Came. The Lund family, amen. He came, and I hope that was a blessing to you. We're going to be looking at part four of the message, his final ride. Go to Revelation chapter number 19. Let me talk about his one of his final rides for just a moment. Revelation chapter number 19. Hey, man, I love this book, don't you? When Jesus comes again to the earth again, listen, he's not going to be riding no donkey. Look over in verse number 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. Hallelujah. Listen, when he came the first time, he was riding that donkey. That donkey was a sign of peace. But this time, he's not coming riding no donkey. He's riding, listen, a white horse. Amen. Talking about the purity of the Lamb of God. He's going to be on a horse. That means he's coming to make war. Enjoy grace while you got it. Enjoy peace while you got it. Because things get ready to change. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. Thank God. And in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And I feel like I know him, I tell you. Thank God. And he had a name written that no man knew. But he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Think about that. Ooh. And his name is called the Word of God. I tell you, thank God. You say, preacher, how can this individual, how can this figure be titled the Word of God? Amen. Over there in the book of John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The only thing was not made by God. Then verse 14 said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Thank God. It's Jesus. That's who we're talking about. Amen. And the armies. Now, I wondered about this. The armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. I got it in my mind. Y'all just bear with me. You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't get the country out of the boy. I've been to the stall. I put the hay in. I put the grain in. Amen. And I know this has got to be taking place somewhere in the balconies of glory, that God's got an angel up there probably feeding them horses, getting them ready to ride. You say, preacher, what's going to take place? I don't know. That army that he's talking about, I tell you, I can't imagine Jesus going into battle alone. Amen. He can take it all, but listen, he wants a host with him. And this is what I believe. I believe the host that gets out on the first ride is going to be the host that gets back on the second ride, and we're going to ride with him. Now, in the natural sense, I ain't never seen no horse fly. but more than about 3 seconds. The jump, right? But this horse has got to be able to do something amazing. It's got to be able to go from this place called heaven to earth. So I imagine, now listen, but I ain't got no Bible for this. I imagine this is a white flying horse. Now y'all got your imagination going, don't you? You say, preacher, I don't know how to ride a horse. It ain't going to make no difference. The horse knows how to ride you. Amen, thank God. What I'm trying to say is, that donkey, the colt, the following ass was not trained. But when the bride, look here, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, what are you talking about, an honor to be able to carry the blood bought, the redeemed, to get the redeemed upon your back, the lamb, the bride's, look here, the bride of the lamb, to be able to carry them back to the place where they were redeemed. How much of a blessing would that be? It's going to happen one of these days. It's going to happen soon, I believe it. He said, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Oh, I'm following him now, but I'm going to be following him then. Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. That means we've been through the judgment seat of Christ. Listen, the Bible speaks about that. He's going to be crowned already. He's going to have all these crowns upon him. You don't reckon, thank you, Lord. You don't reckon that those crowns might come from the fact that we give up a few and said, hey, I just want you to know you're my king. You're my Lord. You're my diadem. You're my holy one. You're the one and only. You're my redeemer. Amen. I just want you to be crowned because you're mine. Well, these days, we're going to be crowned. We're clothed in white. I'm going to get it. Look here. I'm going to get a new raiment. Thank God I ain't going to wear this old suit no more. And out of his mouth, oh, listen here now. Thank you, get ready to change in the word of God. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword that with it should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of his wrath of the Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The first time he rode was in his mother's womb. He had an appointment with a manger. The second time he rode was there in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, where he had an appointment with Calvary. But the third time he rides, he's going to ride on a white horse because he has an appointment upon the throne of David. Jesus Christ and prophesied within the Word of God that Jesus will sit upon the throne of David. And until that takes place, the world's got to keep spinning. Until that takes place, the sun's got to keep coming up. Until that takes, listen, y'all listen to me this morning. Don't matter what Putin does. Even don't matter what this Chinese dude does. Don't matter what Rocket Man does. I'm telling you this morning, listen to me. Jesus will sit upon the throne of David one of these days. It ain't over until he rides again. Thank God. Let me give you this right here. I want you to know that the Muslims have thought that back in the day, they thought they'd, that second time Christ rode, when he went into Jerusalem, he rode through the Eastern Gate. So it prophesied that he's going to come through there again. What's the Eastern Gate look like today? It's closed, ain't it? It's going to get open real soon. Say, how do you know, preacher? Because he's going to come through it. They thought that they would take stones and cover up this gate. But I got one who can open up a stone door when nobody else could. Jesus come forth from the tomb, and there's a stone right about the door. Amen. But it wasn't there when he got up. They said, who's going to roll the stone away? Well, I want to tell you something. I don't know how it got away, but it's gone now. Amen. Totally gone. If you go visit there, it's gone. Then they decided that they were going to put a cemetery in front of that door. Say that no priest should cross the burial grounds. He's the resurrection. You remember that Mount of Olives I was talking about earlier? That thing's going to go to the north. It's going to go to the south. It's going to go to the east. It's going to go to the west. Well, that's in the formation of a perfect cross, ain't it? when the Lord lands, he's going to leave an imprint. Can I tell you, his army is going to be with him. And this is what's going to happen. That Kidron Valley is going to be filled in. The Mount of Olives is going to be decimated. It's going to be leveled. And the Kidron Valley is going to be filled in all the way up to the door of the eastern gate. And through the wreckage, I don't know what's going to take, but all that stuff's going to be cleaned up. And this is what I got in my mind. Jesus is going to take that white horse, and he's going to walk right into Jerusalem. And I'll tell you what's going to take place. We are going to land too. And we're going to ride in behind him. And they're going to say, where did this army come from? Now, you think, look here. Woo! Hallelujah. You say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this. Look here. It ain't going to be no empty church then. Oh, no, when you get some of them old saints of God that's been laid over in the graveyard, amen, then when they get their body back, amen, and they get, amen, their soul and their body gets together in the rapture of the church, and we meet in glory, and the big roundup takes place, amen, and we come back to this world, I'm going to tell you something, everybody's going to know. Where did all this mass of people come from? You talking about nervous. Who's ever sitting in the White House when that day takes place is going to be nervous. Because now it's reckoning day. Can you imagine now? Y'all know that in everybody's mind, there is a thought, Jesus is coming soon. All these leaders doing what they're doing, they're in the back of their head. I know, but underneath all the wreckage and man, and all the mess that they got going on, they got a lot going on. But underneath all of that, there's a thought, Jesus is coming soon. And I can imagine. I don't know how it's going to be, man. I wish I could get it in my mind, but. Can you imagine one of these days as the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as he walks in Jerusalem? Now, there's a throne there. I don't know if y'all know that, but there's a throne of David still there. Boy, I'm about to hang off. I'm telling you right now. As the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's been running from the devil too long. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords begins to approach the throne of David. He begins to dust off the dull chair, turns around, and he takes his seat. You say, preacher, what's it time for? It's time for the judgment of the nations. He's going to rule and reign right there in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. That's what we call the millennial reign, friend. It's a honeymoon on earth. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? They've run us down. They spit upon us. They've looked down upon us. They persecuted us. They beheaded us. But I will tell you something, one of these days, friend, they're going to recognize who's in charge. And that's God. Amen. What a blessing it's been. Oh, my. We could go on and on. I'm talking about a man who walked on water this morning, a man who healed the lame, a man who raised the dead, caused the blind to see, calmed the storm, rebuked the devil, amen, endured the pain of the cross, died the death, but won the victory. He ascended to heaven, and no man could stop him. A fighter jet could not catch him. Space shuttle could not go high enough to reach him. No army on earth will be able to stand a chance against our Lord. My friend, Jesus will ride again. I'm going to be with him. The question is, will you be with him? You said, preacher, how do I know if I'm going to be with him? The only way you'll ever be with him is for you to be born again.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.